Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Taken to an unrealistic extreme, ladies, you can really miss the mark in your external adornment. As a matter of fact, I have seen some ladies who think that it is a mark of spirituality to sort of let themselves go. And they become plain and matronly and bland and a little dowdy, kind of like a vanilla shadow. That is not what God has in mind. But on the other hand, if externals get out of line, you will overemphasize the continued emphasis on your hair, on your accessories, on the dresses and gowns you wear. You will become preoccupied with nothing but your external adornment. Shortly after I moved to California, I watched an unbelievable event happen. I was driving to a Los Angeles International from Fullerton, which is, as many of you know, in California, is about a 40, 45-minute trip in the morning hours. And in front of me was a couple. He was driving. She was getting ready for work. She brought everything she needed to wear for the office. She got in the car with a nightgown on, I suspect, I couldn't see, but there was a bit of a silhouette up there that began to go through all kinds of gyrations and motions. She put on her undergarments, she put on her dress, she put on her hose, her shoes, she put on her makeup, and right when she finished her eyes, they got to the place where they pulled off and she got out to go into the office. I thought, that's interesting. In 45 minutes, she's obviously done it before because she was very efficient. And in 45 minutes' time, she was ready for the office. But it's a lifetime task to develop the hidden person of the heart. Ladies and husbands, wives and husbands, we can spend a lot of our time teaching our girls how to dress and miss the importance of teaching them the value of the hidden person of the heart. And the same for our fellows as well. Let's be careful about that. Check your attitude. It's what I call real quality, true class, to have deep within your heart a gentle and quiet spirit. Now you say, oh my goodness, are we stepping back in the time tunnel? Is this old-fashioned? I mean, do you realize how people value this kind of preaching today? Do you know how little I care how people value this kind of preaching today? My responsibility is to honor God with this passage, not to please any of you. My interest is to be accurate with the text, but I must point out that God evaluates it as imperishable and precious. Don't miss that. He calls the quality of a gentle and quiet spirit imperishable. And he puts a value on that as precious. Ladies, if you develop an attitude that is a gentle and quiet spirit, God says it becomes imperishable, and he evaluates it as precious. I ask you, is it worth it? Is it worth the effort?
We place a lot of emphasis on our outward appearance. Our culture encourages impressing others by looking good. But God looks at the heart. He looks for the qualities of a gentle and quiet spirit. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. That's lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Hope Beyond I Do, The Give and Take of Domestic Harmony, was copyrighted in 1988, and the Lifetrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.